Hey guys, Day by Day Hacks here. We've got Tim Brewer in the podcast studio today. He's helping us think about what's going through a pastor's mind as he is thinking about his people. And so you've told us, Tim, that you hope that people are praying for one another, but also that during that quiet time that they're having throughout the week, that they are marinating on the previous week's sermon.
Right.
But you also hope that they're doing something about the future as well, that upcoming Sunday. So what is your desire for people to be doing about that upcoming Sunday?
Yeah. So currently I'm preaching expositorily through the Gospel of Luke. Mm-hmm. So when I'm not, or there's going to be something kind of out of the norm or something, I'll also put in the handout, be looking forward to next week. And there's a scripture text there that gives them an idea. And so just encouraging them, you know, as we come into the worship service, which I usually say this every week too, that I know we come in here and we got 1,000 things on our minds. We're so scattered. And we just pray that the Holy Spirit would focus our hearts and our minds upon His Word. So to help them with that a little bit too is encouragement. Please be praying not only this week as you look at the application questions and so on, but you're also anticipating what's coming up next week. So God, prepare my heart, prepare my mind to be receptive to what you're going to show us through your word this coming week as well.
And I even think that's a very, I even think there's biblical precedent for that in that, you know, in the book of Psalms, you've got this section of Psalms in, I forget where it starts, maybe 120, 121. It's called the Psalms of Ascent. And these were the songs that they would sing as they were going to Jerusalem.
Right.
So they were preparing for entering his courts with thanksgiving and different things like that. So I think there is biblical precedent. Be thinking about where I'm going to, what's about to happen, and am I ready for something like that? Yeah. Well, I do hope and pray that my people at our church are thinking about the upcoming Sunday as well. I think that... And we even have to do that as pastors, right? Yeah. Not just because we're preaching the sermon, but, man, we're getting ready to gather with our people, and it should be a thought that is not only had Saturday night at 9 o'clock, but hopefully it is taking place throughout the week. Thanks, Tim, for that. Hey, until next time on Day by Day Hacks.